Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Frazier Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Aaron Cox of the Baltimore Sun. Aaron, the Maryland GOP met last weekend for their fall convention, and it was a fairly energized meeting. Tell us about it.
Republicans are seeing that given the national climate and President Obama's approval ratings dropping, they think that they might have an opportunity to entice some voters that might have not looked at them before.
And they are looking at the results of the Annapolis mayor's race to give themselves some encouragement.
Exactly. The victory of Mike Panalides over Josh Cohen is seen as Exhibit A of how a Republican can do well in a Democratic stronghold. I mean, there's some nuances to that race that are particular to Annapolis, but by and large, Republicans mentioned it, you know, more than five times, the chairman did. Every other speaker who got up talked about this, too, as a great victory for Republicans, being able to unseat an incumbent Democrat. And one of the things that Mike Panalides did, and this guy is 30 years old, he's a newcomer to politics, this is his first race, he's not somebody that's been a rank-and-file member of the Republican Party for a really long time, but yet he got out there and he did things that most Republicans don't consider conventional wisdom. Not criticizing the Democrats that are in charge, but looking for common ground.
That's a really big break from what they've been doing for probably 10 or 15 years. If you were in the assembly and you were in some important advisory position, you were almost a traitor to them in terms of party building.
Well, and I'm not sure if what Senator Brinkley was talking about was increased bipartisanship in the Maryland legislature or trying to appeal to Democratic voters. And trying to reach out to people who are registered Democrats and trying to convince them that their views are more aligned with the Republican Party in Maryland.
Where do you think they have a chance to win?
You know, I'm not in the habit of speculating on political victories, but I can tell you that they're very excited about the Howard County executive race, that they see Alan Kittleman, a longtime person in the community, very well known, very well liked. He's a Republican, currently a state senator. He's running for county exec in Howard County, and they consider that to be their best shot in the next upcoming election. And, you know, I'm not sure if they do this every year, but they just don't do it as publicly as they did it this year. But they gave marching orders to every jurisdiction, save two that are dominated by Republicans, to say these are the races that you need to go after. This is your mission. Even in Democratic-dominated Montgomery County, they had a mission for those folks out there.
It looked as if some of their national committee people were pretty positive on their behalf as well.
Yeah, you know, after the 2012 election, the National Republican Party formed a study group to look at what they could have done better, why they lost. And some of the recommendations that came out of that is that the Republican Party needs to do a better job appealing to Hispanic, African-American, Asian-American voters, a lot of whom consider themselves conservatives, but they end up voting for Democrats. And so the RNC had to activists out in Annapolis this past weekend to tell the state Republican Party that, you know, they're going to be working to make inroads into these communities, to be in black churches, to be in black communities, and try to convince some more folks, especially religious folks, that they want to vote on a Republican ticket.
Aaron, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For Aaron Cox, I'm Frazier Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.